Andy Mock, a trade and geopolitics analyst at the Center for China and Globalization in Beijing, said China was coolly assessing the latest American actions. In negotiations, and especially in high-stakes negotiations, the side that reacts emotionally generally is the side that does not do well, he said. The U.S. side is approaching this from a more emotional side, while China is more calm and calculating. Under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, a president can declare a national emergency in case of any unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the United States from abroad. This triggers special authority for the president to regulate any transactions in foreign exchange by Americans. The law was passed to define and restrain presidential power, which until then had been interpreted expansively under the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. It has served ever since as the main source of authority for presidents to impose sanctions on countries or individuals in response to specific national security threats, such as the Iranian hostage crisis that began in 1979. As of March 1, presidents had declared 54 emergencies under the law, of which 29 were still active, according to the Congressional Research Service. Presidents have used it to target international terrorists, drug kingpins, human rights abusers, cyber attackers, illegal arms proliferators, and multinational criminal organizations. Presidents invoked the law when Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990, when Serbia sent troops into Kosovo in 1998, and when Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. Among the countries targeted have been international outliers like North Korea, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, Syria, Congo, and Venezuela. Using it in a trade dispute with a country like China would be a drastic departure. But Mr. Trump could make the argument that China constitutes a national security threat through the theft of intellectual property or its military buildup in the South China Sea. The Trump administration previewed this view of Beijing in its national security strategy in 2017, which described China as a revisionist power that has expanded its power at the expense of the sovereignty of others. John E. Smith, a partner at the international law firm Morrison and Forrester, said that it had never been used for pure economic warfare without a national security nexus and could be challenged in court or by Congress.